Fewer people filed for jobless benefits last week, while the Fed is still advertising a job market crisis.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. There is news this morning from the Labor Department that fewer people last week filed for first-time unemployment claims, down to 391,000 last week, which is indicative of perhaps a little positive movement in the job market. But the unemployment rate is still above 9%. And in a speech he made last night in Cleveland, Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke said the country is in a, quote, unemployment crisis. Tough words. Marketplace Society Moore is with us live from New York to talk about it with us. Good morning, Heidi.
Morning, Steve.
What's going on here? Why is the Fed so negative all of a sudden on the jobs?
Well, because this malaise has gone on so long. If you, for a little context, look back at when economists say the recession started. Mm-hmm. It was in December 2007 and allegedly ended in June 2009. And ever since then, we've been in a recovery. Mm-hmm. Well, realistically, it doesn't feel that way. If this isn't a recession, it walks and talks like one. And this week, a prominent Wall Street banker said to a group of investors, for the bulk of the American population, this is definitely a recession. We're not growing enough as an economy to improve employment. And in most recessions, we make up all the jobs that were lost within 4 years. Now, it's almost 4 years since December 2007, and we've only lost more jobs.
Is there anything that's going to change then, Heidi?
Probably yes in the long term, but in the short term, we're clutching at straws. I talked to Guy Labat at Janney Montgomery Scott, and I thought he put it well.
Well, I see it as a lack of economic inspiration. There's always been some single source of economic growth that the U.S. has looked to. And without that inspiration, there's just no reason to add jobs, and that has become systemic.
So what he's saying is, what's our next engine of economic growth? We just don't know right now. And privately, some at the Fed have said that they don't know either. So we have to keep looking for ways to improve the economy, whether it's healthcare, infrastructure, something else. We have to come up with the engine of economic growth.
To get those jobs. All right. Marketplace is Heidi Moore in New York for us. Heidi, thanks.
Thank you.
We also got word this morning from the government that the nation's economy grew at a revised 1.3% in the second quarter. That is up a tad over the 1% growth that was announced last month. Let's do the numbers. European markets are mostly mixed at the moment. London is a bit lower right now, down about a quarter of a percent. The German parliament voted overwhelmingly today to expand the size and the power of the Eurozone bailout fund. That's a major step to try and fix Europe's debt crisis. Asian shares were mixed today. Wall Street yesterday, the string of days in positive territory, came to an end. The Dow gave back 179 points to end the day at 11,010.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Reputation.com, monitoring, protecting, and improving reputations online while deleting personal data from the Internet. Reputation.com. By Allianz, managing more than $2 trillion in assets and providing investment solutions through its affiliated companies in the U.S. AllianzUSA.com. And by Indiana University's Kelley School of Business, providing a personalized approach to career advancement. Learn more at kellei.iu.edu.
American solar panel manufacturers are reportedly preparing a trade complaint against China. They say subsidies from the Chinese government violate global trade rules and make Chinese imports artificially cheap. The case could be one of the largest trade cases targeting China in years. From Shanghai, here's Marketplace's China Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz.
For years, the rule of thumb for many U.S. companies has been design your product at home, make it in China. Ben Santeros is a spokesman for SolarWorld, the largest U.S. solar panel manufacturer based in Oregon.
We don't want to go to China. We live here. We believe that it's very important to have a source of renewable energy technology in the United States.
These days, remaining loyal to the U.S. can hurt. Yesterday, SolarWorld laid off 150 people. Santeros says Chinese solar companies have taken over the U.S. market. He says Chinese companies can sell panels below what it costs to make them. That's because the companies are propped up with a seemingly endless stream of Chinese government money, 20 times what the U.S. government gives American companies. And Santeros says it's not just about subsidies.
We have environmental and safety and labor and quality standards that we as a society in the United States think are right for our system. And yet we're allowing producers from countries that don't hold those standards to flood our markets with their products.
Just how bad is it? At this summer's North American Solar Panel Convention in San Francisco, Santerra says China had 45 exhibitors, the U.S., 4. In Shanghai, I'm Rob Schmitz for Marketplace.
And the congressional leaders are crying foul about the cards stacked against American workers when it comes to China. So Senate leaders are pushing a bill that would punish China for undervaluing its currency, which they say costs a lot of American jobs. From Washington, here's Marketplace's John Dimsdale.
The bill would declare China a currency manipulator, triggering retaliatory tariffs on Chinese imports unless China allows the yuan to rise against the dollar. Scott Paul heads the Alliance for American Manufacturing. He says a more expensive Chinese currency equals more American jobs.
If we were able to revalue the yuan, it would make our exports substantially more competitive, not only in China, but also globally.
But would the U.S. grab the export markets China would lose? John Frisby with the U.S.-China Business Council says if China weren't making cheap stuff for the world, some other country would.
Instead of buying it from China, we'd be buying them from Vietnam or Mexico or Korea. And that's why this legislation probably will have a little impact on the employment situation in the United States.
Still, with job creation now Washington's number one priority, there's new bipartisan support for punishing China as a currency manipulator. In Washington, I'm John Dimsdale for Marketplace.
Well, a few moments ago, I told you about the number of newly unemployed seeking benefits. Apparently, there are enough of the newly jobless to warrant a new greeting card market. Hallmark has a new line of cards for spirit boosting. One of them features a cute dog saying, "Don't think of it as losing your job. Think of it as a timeout between stupid bosses." The cards reportedly are flying off the shelves. I'm Steve Chiotakis in Los Angeles. We're online at marketplace.org. The podcast is there. You can check the numbers throughout the day, too, at marketplace.org. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
Technology, social media. It's more than just a screen name and a password, you know, and it all boils down to just one thing, me.
What's interesting is we are living in such an autobiographical age. I mean, every text and post and email and tweet, everything is you trying to express yourself in all these new mediums.
I'm Kai Rizdahl, an autoblogography on Being Connected. Next time on Marketplace, it's from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
"What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?"
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.